Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Lightship Healing.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron. We're here to have another wonderful program here. So tonight is Friday. Tonight is our paranormal night. If you'd like to call in, if you had a paranormal experience, I'd like to share that with everybody. That would be wonderful. And maybe it could be too far out, possibly, for you. Or maybe it's not far out at all. So, everything is good, so if you can, just call us in, call us up here, and we'll just see how you are doing with your experience. We'll do an emotional clearing now, since it's Friday, for everybody. We're on Station 2, which you should already know that if you're listening. Today's date is April-May, so that's the 5th month, 11th, 2012. So here we go. One, bit of energies. You think of something, though. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Other emotional situation that you may have encountered. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, see how you're doing now? If Carrie's out there, are you out there, Carrie?
Yes, I am. Hi, and good evening, everybody. It is Friday, the 11th of May already, 2012. And if you're listening to an archive, then most of these sample clearings that Ron does will work. The only ones that don't work are when we go to the lightship, and I guess there are a few others that don't work, Ron. Maybe like, well, the clone clearings I think even work for a certain number. Do they or do they?
Yeah, they will. Remember, all these clearings will only work about 5 times. So
yeah.
After that, it's up to you to want to come forward to help yourself. We just do these just for samples to show you that these clearings work. And feel something, and you probably have a situation or concern with that, and you may want to have that clearing. We did a clearing the other day for something, and see if you people needed the clearing or not. People didn't feel anything. And normally they would, so they decided that at that point they didn't need to have that clearing. So that's fine. That's the way it should be. Oh, but if you don't feel anything, then you need to talk to your spirit or just kind of see what we have to offer on the website. First one to start off with is naturally your emotional whole lifetime clearing. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
All right. So if you have had a paranormal experience this week or at any point, and you'd like to call in tonight, let me give you those numbers. So grab a pen. We are on Station 2, as Ron mentioned, and the toll-free number for any of you in the U.S. or Canada is 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471, and then anybody else, area code 530-513-6472. So while we're waiting for a caller or some questions here on the fast chat, and if any of you are new, you can find the link to the fast chat above the PlayStation buttons. You just hit on that BBS fast chat blue link there with the arrows moving in toward it. That'll open it up, and you type your name in and type your question, and I'm just reloading mine because I think there probably are some questions now. Mine's taking a little while to load here, but I But when we get done with whatever questions I find, Ron, we should mention that your May intensives are starting up tomorrow. So, okay, so here's a question from Liz. I have been experiencing lost time lately. So that's kind of a statement, but Liz has question marks on either side of it, so she's probably wondering what is going on. So what might you say about that, Ron? Are you there?
Yeah, I am here. When you lose time, normally it's because you're not here, and there's something holding your space for other people to view you. That would be the first thing. And sometimes it's difficult to go back to see what happened. Sometimes things can get keyed in you if somebody brings up a conversation. But what happens when you lose time is that the replica of you that is here holding your space, remember, you just can't disappear, you know, when you're driving your car and have nobody driving it and then go off the road or cause an accident. So they do put in a replica. And the actual real you of your consciousness and or the clone's consciousness that would be there to hold the space like they normally do is not present. Another way of saying that, in case you're getting totally confused, is that the consciousness from the last replica clone body does not get transferred to the new one that is here. And so to everybody else, you're still here, but to you, that consciousness, the awareness of living here is no longer here, and you could be gone for maybe 3 or 4 hours. Then when you do come back with that other replica of you that left, or a new one comes in, maybe there's a glitch in the programming of the last replica. Maybe the alien races somehow made a mistake, and they put the replica in here. We'll just say that she went through number 87 clones, okay, in one day. And number 88 comes in, and the alien race that created number 88 somehow maybe had a beginner programmer, okay? And so that beginner programmer didn't know how to bring forth the consciousness. Remember, this happens to people when they wake up in the morning, and they're paralyzed and they can't move, okay? So you don't have the program to get activated to move your body. You just sit there wondering what the heck's going on, and you're probably terrified because your body's not responding, because that robotic program that's connected to that clone replica of you laying in bed is not active. But you are looking around, but you can't physically move. We'll just assume that body number 88 then. So 87 worked fine. And then whoever bought the timeline for the 88th clone, and we'll say that it was for 3 hours in length, just to make it simple. And very possibly, in that 3 hours of time, the programmer that programmed the robotics and the consciousness made a mistake. Maybe it's just, like I said, a beginner, and they didn't push the right buttons. And so you're here physically living life, but you have no awareness of it because that program is not installed in you. And then number 89 comes in now, and all of a sudden 89 clone comes into you, and it now has awareness. And you look back at the lifetime of 88 because it's supposed to be transferred forward, right? Each clone has to bring forth, each replica has to bring forth the last incidents that's happened on the linear timelines, since we live in time here and everything is linear. All of a sudden, you look at your life and you go, wow, I remember the 87 clone. And I remember, you may not even think that it's a clone that was here. But you say, well, I remember, you know, at maybe at 12 o'clock today, but at 3 o'clock, you know, as I look back from 3 o'clock to maybe noon, I don't have any remembrance of what happened. But yet there was somebody there holding your space. So that's what I would say happened, is that that clone that was here of you did not have any recall, and it may not have been turned on completely or activated right. They just had a glitch. You know, programmers, you know, do make mistakes, and things happen. Maybe that clone had a virus, and they couldn't put it online all the way, you know, something like that. Maybe a virus got them. Oh, very interesting. So that's how I would describe that, why you would have no recall of time, of what happened and why time went by so quickly. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then Janice is reminding us about the finger exercise. Well, no, actually she was saying about pinching ourselves to bring us back here. So that's also helpful, too, if you kind of space out, pun intended, and you look up at the clock and a whole bunch of time's gone by. If you feel yourself doing that, if you can remember to pinch yourself or do the finger exercise or even clap your hands loudly, that'll bring you back, too. Those are all kind of helpful little simple things that we can all do. Oh, and we have a beep. Somebody's on the line. Who's calling?
Hi, it's Jeremiah.
Hi, Jeremiah.
Hi. Yeah, I had one or two stories to share here.
Great.
Sort of, I guess, timeline issues. One of them today happened to me, and I'm still in high school, and I was going upstairs to get a note, and I saw someone. Then I went downstairs, went to my locker, and that person had gotten to the class before they would have had enough time to kind of walk there, and I could hear him in the hallway. I already, like, sat down in a seat, and my teacher was talking to him. So that was pretty strange. I thought maybe there was a new guy on the job or something, with the timelines, or something with, like, that issue. And then on another thing that happened to me, I was with a bunch of friends. We were watching TV where our friend was at a football game or a soccer game. And we took a picture of him on the seats, and he said, and then we knew it was him sitting there, because we could tell in the picture on the TV. And he said, no, I wasn't sitting there, so I was wondering if that's also like a timeline issue or how he could have been there. And he said he wasn't. And so yes, that's a paranormal experience for you.
Yeah, those are both very good. Yeah, I mean, on there. Good that you're listening to our show, because maybe, you know, you understand it more, where before you would think maybe you're going nuts or something. So, yeah, I think that what I think is happening, there's so many races now scrambling to abduct people at the end of this year, coming in now, because it's kind of like a feeding frenzy for humanity here. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's so much going on. Everything is being compressed, in a sense, to have them do more things to us. So this is probably why we're having more of these weird experiences. Yeah, that's quite interesting, what you're talking about. You know, it's kind of like the opposite of what I was talking about earlier. You know, so somebody came in and they probably were duplicated in the same or in a different timeline. It would be like, for instance, I think what you're saying is, you know, maybe had a walk to class for 5 minutes, we'll say, saw the person, and then all of a sudden actually beat you to, maybe there's only one way to go, you know, to the classroom, and they beat you, and they're already sitting down, and, you know they didn't run past you, and how could they be there at a time? Well, yeah, that's...
pretty much.
Yeah, very possibly the timeline got... another alien race probably was sharing a timeline. Maybe they came in to sync, maybe instead of being turned off and turned on, maybe the other one jumped in and got on maybe 5 minutes earlier and put the person there. Very interesting. I have heard of that.
I also
same kind of experience where people have seen a person two locations across the planet at the same time, doing maybe interviews or things, and have one maybe just say, for instance, hypothetically in England, person was also maybe in the States here, both doing maybe like a press conference at the exact same time. You know, if you take the time, waited for the same exact time of the day, or wherever they were, they'd be at the same place, two different places at once. So yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah, and I also had one more thing. It was from a dream, and of course, I want to get
you're getting a little faint. If you could just speak up just a tiny bit.
All right, I'll try. I'm in a basement here, so sort of bad signal.
Okay, we understand.
No problem.
There was, like, I think there was an alien life form or something. It felt like a a squid energy, and it was floating around in my room, and then it would sort of shape-shift into a long black cylinder, and I just remember sort of like putting it away in my dream, and that's about it. But I don't know if Ron, if you've ever seen anything like that, or if you can pick up on seeing what I saw.
Okay, so but you're wondering if you had be a vision, a dream,
I'm wondering if you ever saw a similar thing.
It's similar of seeing a squid, right?
Like, it didn't look like a squid, but that's sort of what it felt like, and it was able to shapeshift into a long black rod.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. Let's just release that energy. If anybody out there has had a strange paranormal a critter around them, let's get it out. So here we go. Look for it here. You have to think of something that you had, everybody. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. How does that feel for you?
A little better. Thank you.
Hey. You want to get on that alien attack page? Feel anything weird?
Yeah, now? I want to get my mom to do the intensive so then I can get on for free with my brother. So
yeah,
I'm trying to get that set up.
Well, that'd be great. Yeah. Your brother into this stuff?
He's five, so.
Okay. No, how's your mother? Is your mother?
I'm trying to, she's, well, she was raised Christian, and I'm trying to just straighten things out, I guess that would be the right word to say.
Yeah, it gets to be a little difficult sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
All right, thank you. See you later.
Okay, thank you for calling. Something about from David here, half price, responding email. I know we've responded for quite a few today, so if you haven't sent me the information on what you've had in the past for full price, I think you just want to know if you can do a half price special. So, yeah, just send me what you've had for half price, I mean for full price, then we'll see what you would like to have for half price. It's as simple as that. Did send something earlier. I know we answered a bunch of emails today. If you haven't got one from us, then just send it over again on a forward, and we'll see what it is. So in case somebody's wondering, had a clearing for regular price over $100. This is normally a whole lifetime clearing or something that we have, okay? Then your next clearing could be half price. Normally, most people are doing the whole lifetime clearings, but it could be a different clearing also, but it has to be $100 or more. That's what we're doing to help people out. And the special intensive, the jump starts, qualify for that particular session. So back to you, Carrie. I think I heard a beep there.
I think I did too, yes. Do we have another caller?
Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Yeah, I just wanted to share tonight a few concepts. Maybe Ron has a concept, too, that if, like in my example, I was relating to my adopted parents, but then I transferred over to my original parents, and everything opened up to who they were. I've talked to people because I did a clearing on the emotional set. Yeah, everything opened up to my original parents and who they are and everything. So the healings have been working really fantastic for me. So I can kind of validate that you will have a mental block if you're relating to your adopted parents, and your DNA will give you a mental block because you're not relating to your true parents that you were birthed from, but you're relating to a secondary parent. So you will release the mental block if you do a clearing. It seems like it's very, very helpful in this regard to focus on who your true parents are, your true DNA parents. The mental block will go away. And that's just a comment I'd like to make. And I guess the second comment I'd like to make, Ron, would be, if you have a comment about this one too, that if we have to separate from somebody, we have to separate and give them their own space, their own peace, because people need quiet time sometime, and we have to step out of the picture. But we do it without judgment. We do it to give them their own peace. And we have to see beyond judgment into the light, and we have to see our spirit has given us to step out of the picture, give them their own space and their own light, and be in peace and give them the gift of peace. And that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense, yeah, to out of judgment and just to allow people to be who they are. And even if they can't get peaceful with their situation of maybe a relationship separation, at least by not interfering with them, then they can attempt to look for their own peace in themselves. They may not ever find it if they're angry or something, but at least not bringing energy forward to stir them up more. So, yeah, you want to become peaceful yourself. Otherwise, they, you know, walk away, Renee, you know. Just the things go the way it's going, and you can't control anybody. So there's no need to, you know, poke a stick at somebody continuously to see if they're going to bite back or not, you know. So that's great.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great.
Great insight. Thank you, Larry.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Larry.
I had something here about, the saying, you know, time flies when you're having fun. But you still, when I referenced that question about not being here, that would mean that what I was talking about was being having no concept of being here and the time went by. Now, you can know that you're here and time speeds up. That happens, too, when you're in the moment. So the two things are almost completely opposite to each other, but you're still dealing with time. So one is when you're not here, you have no recall of the past, amount of time. And the other one is when you're having fun and you have complete recall, and the clock just speeds up. That's probably happened to, you know, most people when they're enjoying themselves doing something. All of a sudden you go, oh, man, I got to get back home or whatever, you know. Time is, 3 or 4 hours of time went by very quickly. I wish I had more time, but the clock is holding me to it. So you have to get back to what you're doing. Oh, back to you, Barry.
All right, and I think I heard another beep, Ron. Is somebody else on the line?
Yep. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron and Danielle.
Oh, hi, Danielle. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good. You have some strange experience to share with us?
Yeah, I always have paranormal things in my life. But this one is quite special.
Oh, great.
It happened like 2 weeks ago. We were in Mexico, and Sylvia was talking to me that she had a new weapon from the soldier, and I asked her, I says, what is it? She told me that it's a weapon that makes, like, I don't know how to say it exactly in English, emptiness, and disappears any alien's energy that it's in front of it. You know, but you got to be, like, in neutral, 100%.
Yes, I do see that, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and I said, she just gave it to me. She gave it to me, and I took it, and I went in my heart, and I stay in neutral. And there was a Mexican walking on the sidewalk about 100 feet away, and he had a shapeshifter over his head. Everybody there has a shapeshifter with a head snake head.
Wow.
And the I took the weapon and I armed it. I was able to hear it. He made it like a small noise, like. So I gave him a small shot pass, and the physical head of the Mexican just almost touched his shoulder, and he came back and he jumped two times, and was full of light around him after. And wow, give me like I said, wow, what is this? Man, wow. So after my question is I didn't try it again after because seems to be really powerful this year. And
yeah, that sounds great. So that's good. Yeah. So the weapon actually sounds like it like puts a space of no time around somebody who's living in time. So maybe these aliens that are attaching to a lot of the people that I'll just get some history here. It was stated by someone that they were also in Mexico, and they said that they saw all these people there, and it was really bizarre because a lot of them were all glassy-eyed or black-eyed people compared to what used to be there. I'm not saying that everybody in Mexico are the Walking Dead or aliens or clones, but that's kind of the way it sounded. So it's very possible that these people that are overtaken because they live there and maybe there's a lot of the UFO activity there. So when you put that special armament on them, this one person, the alien could not hang on to the body because you gave them a technology that put the aliens, since they're working in time, the people showing up there are in time in our time-based reality, and it was attached to it. So the body stayed in time, but the aliens could not handle energy of not having time at all because this thing neutralized them completely. That's what I think happened, is that this attached the aliens on this person. The body responded by jumping back or from side to side or something. That sound kind of close?
Yeah, okay. I tried it once in a cloud. It was an unusual cloud. And maybe 5 seconds after, I saw things falling down, falling off the clouds, you know, straight in the sea.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that sounds like a good weapon. Maybe we should all have one of those.
Yeah. Oh, here. Here, I have it in my hand there. I'll give it to you.
Okay, yeah, I already see it. Yeah, it's great. It's a Ghostbusters gun.
Exactly. And it makes a small sound like... But
That's great.
Well, okay, that was one of the things I wanted to share. I have so many paranormal things in my life. It's like, I don't know, so it's like this, the way, I don't know. But this one here, there's no trouble using this weapon around, is it?
Yeah, I don't see any problem at all.
No,
very good. Just a question. I saw that you signed up, put me on the spot here. I see you signed up for the a new clearing that we put out, the Jumpstart one. You tried that, and how's it working, the Prosperity Jumpstart?
Okay, yeah.
Have you run any of the clearings yet, Daniel?
Oh yeah. I'm running the seven generation poverty.
Oh yes, the seven generation poverty one. Yeah.
Yeah, and, well, I don't know what to say, because I think now there's a lot of, I can feel a lot of energy, but the thing is, I think I'm just, because I don't know how to say it, I think I'm a walk-in, and I have no ancestor. That's my feeling, what I am.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
No, I didn't do the other ones, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Well, that raises an interesting question, you guys. Ron, what is the situation there? Because you're still using the body.
The
body DNA can still get triggered, can't it?
Typically, yes. And it all depends. There are some people where the body DNA, when a walk-in comes into the body, somehow a lot of that gets eliminated.
That's good.
Possibility, too, where it would normally work would be.
Very interesting.
Hey, well, thank you, Daniel, for calling.
Okay, thank you. Thank
you,
Ron.
Thanks a lot. Great story.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we have a question here. Did I say that you can get the half price for the $100 prosperity clearing or other things? No, you cannot. Yeah. The body jumpstart and the prosperity package is what it is on the website, and they're not associated at all with the half price. You can buy it. It is like $100, and you can get your next clearing for half price. But that clearing, or the one that's the other one also, the body jumpstart, and that will allow you to get your next clearing for half price, but it will not work with those two clearings, putting them into that for half price. So those are not. They're already a special. Hope I made that clear. So you cannot get the body jumpstart or the prosperity for less than what it is. But by getting that, it's your next clearing of some other clearings for half price. So we'll qualify for that. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So maybe Ron, just in case there's anyone listening who isn't familiar with the term walk-in, since Danielle brought that up, do you want to just describe what a walk-in is? Because it is kind of an unusual situation. There's not probably a very high percentage of people on the planet who know that they are walk-ins or who are and don't know, but do you want to just describe what a walk-in is?
A walk-in typically is a person that was living or is living or was living with a different spirit, and for some reason spirit wanted to leave here, and so the spirit left, and then another one came in and took over the body, and that happens quite often.
Oh, it does quite often?
So for I think a lot of our listeners, that could be a possibility, you know, for our group, because we have people that are a little more unusual than most. Remember, this is our paranormal night. We draw paranormal people, right? So what happens is maybe the body could have had a process where maybe almost died. Maybe it did die. And when that happens, the DNA, if the body does go through a dying process, if the body is dead, and then you get revived, okay, at that point, as the body is dead for maybe a short time, the DNA, it's deactivated.
Oh.
Shutting down, and you start losing the DNA consciousness that was in that last lifetime. And so let's just say hypothetically that a person, for some reason, the body died in the year 2000, and it was maybe dead, let's just say, for, you know, 2 minutes, and they got revived, okay? Well, the spirit said, well, I'm out of here. Adios, you know? And then another one can say, you know, I want to get that body. Well, in that 2 minutes of the time when the heart is not beating, then the DNA starts to get de-energized, kind of like bulk erased. And so very possibly maybe all those things that made the person who they are, their storyline, got erased. and maybe that person got put back to maybe the year 1800 in the DNA process, but it wasn't activated yet. So it's much like having a whole lifetime emotional clearing and all the other clearings that we have, okay? Now the body's erased and nothing is activated. Now a new spirit comes in and it goes, wow, this house is clean. It's like a baby, but the person knows how to live. And that's what can happen during that process. Like I kind of jokingly say, you know, you want to clear your body, you know, get struck by lightning. That will do that a lot. So,
yeah, I was just thinking that.
Yeah, but nobody wants to go out there naturally and do that. But people who have, that's why they have changed. Because that DNA of who they used to be, their storyline is completely erased, and you start off brand new again. And then you have to learn how to live here. That's probably similarly what happened with Danielle. I don't know if he had his body had a near-death experience or not. It doesn't make any difference. But whatever happened, more than likely, it feels like his body did not keep all the genetic history of the previous owner, okay, of what it was going through. So that's kind of what happens. There may be people listening too who could have had that experience. Maybe you're all swimming and you fall off some water in a swimming pool, and you know you sort of choking, and maybe you did actually drown, maybe for you know, maybe a half a minute or so, and then they revived you, pulled you up, and got the water out of your lungs, and you revived, you know, and maybe your heart was still beating, but the body actually started shutting down, and that could also happen. All of a sudden, you did yourself a favor, in a sense, by getting rid of that past history. And if that did happen to you, if you're listening, something like that, then your body probably is carrying the trauma of that near-death experience. You may want to do a trauma clearing for the body. The body probably is still freaked out that it almost lost its life living here. So just throwing that out to people. So back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, very interesting. And then I'm getting pictures in my head here of people on the operating table in hospitals or being wheeled in after an accident, you know, out of the ambulance, and they put those paddles on your chest and yell clear and give you those big electrical jolts to get your heart starting again. I wonder if that's enough to clear out the invisible bodies of all our baggage and stuff and give our DNA a blast. I wonder if those people unwittingly are getting, or the paramedics and so forth are unwittingly giving those patients a clean slate from which to start again, with all the gunk that they had generated and filled up their invisible bodies with prior to their heart attack or whatever happened.
Yeah, very, very good, yeah. Yep, I'd say that you're correct there.
Interesting.
Yep. We got David here. Did Tesla clear himself somewhat with his high voltage experiments? I would say very possibly, just being in there with all that high voltage, it could change things, okay? So I'm looking more at not necessarily being shocked, but yeah, if you... I would say very possibly that could probably help out a lot. I can't say it would be equal to having a whole lifetime clearing, but I think it would start to release things. Very interesting. Looking more at also magnetics of that too. So remember, if you just think of your body in a sense as being like... well, you probably know about bulk erasers in the old days. They don't have them now, I don't think. You know, if you wanted to demagnetize a cassette or reel-to-reel or something, tape, okay, then you could put it on a bulk eraser, and it would tend to make the tape or the cassette buzz because it's oscillating and grabbing the magnetic particles, attaching to it like a magnet at 120 times a second with the bulk eraser. And that will actually discharge everything. Or if you just put a tape, we'll say, on a home type or even a little portable cassette recorder. Most of them have a magnet on the erase head. So you put the magnet over the tape, and it connects to the tape, so it actually clears the imprinting of the information on the tape itself, and it neutralizes it. So that's one way to look at it. Yeah, I would say that could be useful. How to do it physically here, I'm not sure. I know that some people use magnets to help them their body feel better, and that's probably because it's taken away the charge of the information that the body's holding on to. That would be like a bulk eraser. So very, very interesting. But yes, I would assume that sometimes that could do that. I know there is some machines I saw at one of the expos. There's probably other ones also out there, but they do use a Tesla coil, and one of them is called a Vibe machine, a V-I-B-E. I don't know if it's made anymore, but this is, you know, maybe 10 years ago that I saw these, and they had some type of glass-filled, like, rods with different types of inert gases in them. They claim that the energy would go from the Tesla coil into these glass rods with this gas in it, and it would work at different frequencies, and as you stood by the machine, it would help you to balance the body out or you take away pain or something or illnesses. So that I have heard of. And yeah, you're probably just actually just taking the cells and releasing the imprinting of what's going on for that particular illness, maybe, or all the illnesses that you could have. So I said that could be beneficial. Although, if you keep getting clone bodies in you, then, you know, clone body would bring back, once it's there, you see what they're not considering that a clone body could be put on hold for maybe an hour. They could take away and help the body instantly, but then if they bring in a clone with the other blueprint on it, maybe an hour later, then you could still have the situation. But anyway, it is another way of looking at a healing modality. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, we've had some beeps. I think I've heard three, but I don't know if that means three people are there. Is somebody on the line?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Oh,
get a question from Ron?
Yeah. Yesterday I had a dream of my first roommate here in New York, and I thought it was a little odd to dream of him. And it happened to be an anniversary of when I first moved to New York.
Oh, numbers and dates.
Yeah, yeah. So you're just recycling a number, but they have you on a timeline that keeps recycling, okay? So what you had was an anniversary date. Since that occurred, you might look at other situations that you've had in your life that may have been traumatic. You may find one or two of those. Everybody has something, right? And try to figure out when that date is, okay? Because somehow you're being connected to or trapped to repeat the past in a sequential timing, energy, okay? Well, that same race could take a time. Let's just say that hypothetically a month from now, since this happened, and that same race now can read your natal chart and say, oh, a month from now, last year, she tripped and fell and scunned her knees. They go, we're going to do that again. They could program that in and have it come into exact timing from when you did it last year. So what I'm saying is you may want to look at events that happened into your life that wasn't too pleasant with you emotionally, even if you're not doing it. And then from there, do a timeline crash on it.
timeline crash rather than a natal chart clearing?
I would timeline crash it. Because let's just say that, for instance, let's see here. Let's just say that you're riding a bike and you got into a bike accident, okay? A month from now, okay? And now you don't have a bike, but you still have the trauma. They could find that trauma of when you had a bike accident, even though you don't have the bike anymore, and bring forth that trauma of the accident, and it could get transferred into something else. Well, you want to look at what's happening. The only reason why I'm saying this is because right now they have the tracking codes on you to do that. So some race is able to track you and bring forth and repeat your past over again. The natal chart might be good to do. That could help you, but I would probably just do the timeline crash on it. Anybody else has any suggestions, please put it in the fast chat. But I would think that a timeline crash on it might be more beneficial than a natal chart one.
So am I crashing the date or am I crashing...
The date and the event.
Okay.
Oh, the date and the event, because the dream is what they're getting mileage out of, and then also the date on it.
The only other one that might help, Tina, the timeline crash will do it, but if for some reason you didn't want the timeline crash clearing, the clone bodies on cloned Earths would probably do it too, because presumably you were Tina on a cloned New York, a cloned Earth in New York. You see what I mean?
So how is that different from the parallel lifetime clearing?
It'd probably be the same thing, because the parallel life would be the clone body on cloned Earth. That would be a parallel life.
Okay.
Some of these clearings really do overlap. They just kind of are a little bit different, because when Ron discovers new stuff, there's oftentimes a new aspect of it to add into a clearing, so a new clearing comes out. The good thing about the timeline crashing is if you timeline crash that dream a bunch of times, you'll never have it again, because the timeline that you went to have it won't exist anymore. You know, if you did a few hundred of them or whatever, right, Ron? Would that work?
That is correct, but it still doesn't invalidate the parallel life clearings on clone planets and dark side, you know, universes and stuff. So those clearings are still a valid clearing to do.
Right.
It's just a little different way of looking at it.
And the other thing is, we just don't know how many we're on. So the more you do, the more you're getting off, however you come at it.
Yes.
Because we're probably on so many thousands of these things. I mean, you think about all the different dreams you've had with over your life with so many different people, some of whom you know. And, you know, I always used to wonder, why do I dream about so many people I've never met, never seen, have no clue who they are? But now that we know about timelines and parallel lives, of course there are going to be other people on there that you don't know, you know. So it makes so much more sense. But all these different clearings just get rid of more and more and more and more and more of them.
And so, if you happen to be thinking of something now as you're listening to the program, you think, you know, I had a dream about something a while back. I don't know exactly what day it is or what month it was, but, you know, I had it, been having this maybe recycling every, say, 3 months for the last 5 years or something. Then you can still go in and do it. You just put the dream in there, a brief description of the dream. And if you know the last month, you could attempt to get it there. Then it can go back and keep working backwards, you say. It will be connected energetically to the past. So that's another way of looking at it. And the reason why we hate to put the dream into the timeline, this is hot off the press, man. You just experienced that. Now you know how they got you. I won't say you don't know how they got you, but now you know that you are a specimen to them, okay? They got you hook, line, and sinker, so now you can get back at them and go in there and do the timeline crashing.
Hmm. Well, what about that ascension barcode removal?
That's
the reoccurring barcode removal?
The reoccurring one is that's if you have something in your life reoccurring. Have you had this dream reoccurring 5 or 6 times?
No, not the dream.
Then that wouldn't pertain to you.
All right, so then if it's an event that reoccurs, then we would use that. But if it's
right,
something that's tied into a time... But
if it deals with dreams and things like that, then you want to do timeline crashing.
Okay.
Also, maybe the parallel lives on cloned Earth.
Okay.
And the other thing is, you know, to write down what were the primary emotions that that dream generated, because that's probably what they got you through. So do a bunch of timeline crashes on that. You know, maybe... you know, it was anxiety, or it was joy, or it was, you know, sense of community, or whatever,
nice.
You know.
It was just pleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing scary, nothing weird, just pleasant.
Okay.
So you could timeline crash pleasant.
Yeah. Because it can still get you. They got you hooked up.
Okay. Great. Oh,
okay.
One last question.
Okay.
You know... What about that object activation clearing? I mean, or object activation. What do you do if more than one person shares that particular object?
Oh yeah, I have that written down to read.
Oh, okay, we have another caller too. Okay, yeah. Another person is not you, and so the fact that it's not you, you have to do two different activations. So if you have something that some people will say, gee, Ron, I'm doing the water charging on the Wednesday calls. I share that with other people. Well, they can drink it, but it's not going to affect them because it's not made for them. So on the object one, then just take whatever everybody's using and then divide it up and put it into separate containers or something. If you're, say, using toothpaste, well, then get two tubes of toothpaste, one for that person and one for you.
What if it's something like a car, Ron, and you have a married couple and they're both sharing the car? You could still do it for yourself. It's just it would be charged for you, not for them.
Yeah, then just bring in peace energy, yes, uh-huh.
So there's no way to charge one object for the benefit of two people?
No, not at all.
Because it's just going to hold one energy.
Yeah, it can't hold. It can only hold it for the person who's charging it. Remember, it's a different DNA. Even if you're identical twins, you still have to do two different object chargings.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right,
we have one other caller here. Well, thank you, Tina.
All right, bye.
So, is somebody else on the line?
Yes. Hi, this is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
What's
your question
I mentioned
tonight?
To Ron last night that I have something going on, and it's worse than ever, and I talked to Janice yesterday, and she thinks it might be an alien thing, so I don't know. I had the hives the last two nights, and I've been itching all day, something terrible, and I just, I took medicine for, allopathic, medicine and homeopathic, and it's not helping. So it's pretty much driving me crazy. It's really annoying and really hard to deal with.
Well, if you got hives, I'd say that it's skin-related, so maybe you got some critter underneath your skin bugging you. That's how I would look at that. You may want to go on the alien attack page and do something. One of the critters, I know the ants go underneath the skin. You have the ticks. They can do that in mosquitoes. Those three might be...
Oh, there's mosquitoes in us?
What's that?
Yes.
There's
mosquitoes in us, yes.
In you, yes, uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
The energetic version of them, just like the energetic version of everything else that's in us.
And what you probably have, you could also maybe do the poison waste clearing, okay? I don't talk about that one that much, but it's on the website.
The specialty clearing, and it helps me so I can sleep, but then it comes right back when, you know, when I get up, you know, when it's done and all, and I got to go do things.
So you just need to keep running it, Marcy. Put it up for hours and hours and hours. The other thing you could do is do a water charging for your bath and lie in it. And the other thing you could do is a detox water charging, because skin stuff is often also can be our bodies trying to detox through our skin. So try the water ones as well. Lie in it, drink it, you know, charge it for drinking, for detoxing, and charge it for your bath to lie in.
And then also skin misting water.
Oh, yes, of course, skin misting water.
And then
too.
You may even want to, if you want, if you can get on the 8-hour calls that we have. We take out critters, too, but the other way is to go on the 8-hour, maybe only for a week.
I think
not get on the alien attack page and, you know,
and do
the skin related, critters.
The Prosperity Jumpstart, I still haven't gotten I got an email saying thanks for being patient, but I didn't get the codes yet.
Haven't got those
for
yet?
The Prosperity.
I know, no. I sent them when we first got the clearing. I'll look at it again then, okay?
Sure.
So it's the Prosperity Jumpstart, Marcy, that you need the code for?
Yeah, well, that I paid for.
Okay.
And the Unlimited Spirit Barcode and the 1 cent Earth Transfer. I didn't get any of those codes yet, and I'm like,
I didn't send those to you. The other one, I'll have to see what I can find for the Earth Transfer one. Just send me an email, and I can forward it to you. Just write down what you need on that, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, good luck, Marcy, with the water and the critters.
Yep.
Sounds unpleasantly itchy. Good luck. Thanks for calling. Ron, what time is it? I have 57.
Yeah, 57, so we're probably about done here.
Okay. All right, so the next show is tomorrow, Station 2, but before that is you want to do the absolute thumbnail synopsis version of the call tomorrow, Ron, and then, of course, the three Sundays that start this weekend also.
So tomorrow we have our four-hour start of our healing marathon, 28 hours of healing, and starts at 1 o'clock PST. And it's on the website. We do the 8-hour calls also after that. The adjacent Sundays. You check out the...